This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. The San Francisco Bay has long been a gateway for immigrants. Between 1910 and 1940, more than a million people from 80 different countries entered the U.S. through the immigration station on Angel Island. It was called the Ellis Island of the West. But after World War II, the station was shut down and neglected. In 2009, the immigration station was restored and classified as a National Historic Landmark. But it all wouldn't have happened if not for one man who unveiled a long-forgotten secret. Back in 2005, I went to Angel Island to hear his story and bring you this report from the Cross Currents Archive. On a clear day, the ferry ride to Angel Island is a soothing experience. With majestic views of the Golden Gate Bridge, the island's lush greenery, and the sun's rays glistening off the bay waters. Alex Weiss was a ranger here at Angel Island State Park in 1970. One day, he wandered into one of the old buildings on the island that was scheduled for demolition that year. It used to be an army barracks, as far as he knew. The Guardian of the Western Gates, they called it. He was walking through the run-down barracks with his flashlight when he noticed something on the walls.
And I came through and I saw these calligraphy, Chinese carvings on the wall. And I said, wow, that's pretty impressive. And then I kept going into this main room, which was a dormitory for Chinese detainees, and noticed that the entire walls were covered with calligraphy.
It turned out Weiss had stumbled upon a secret hidden for decades. It wasn't just calligraphy. It was poetry.
My freedom withheld. How can I bear to talk about it? I look to see who is happy, but they only sit quietly. I am anxious and depressed and cannot fall asleep. The days are long and the bottle constantly empty.
140 Chinese poems were carved into the barracks' wooden walls, and they shared a common theme: sadness, misery, and humiliation. They revealed a forgotten past on the island. Before it was an army barracks, the building was a detention center for the island's immigration station in 1910, called the Ellis Island of the West. This bell sounded whenever a new ship of Chinese immigrants was approaching Angel Island in the early 1900s. They were met with officials who herded them into overcrowded detention barracks for interrogation. Immigrants lived in the barracks between 1 week to 2 years. Robert Fung is an Asian history professor at San Francisco State University. He says it was the first time a group was named by race to be excluded from coming into the country.
The Chinese Exclusion Act, written in 1882, said that if you're a Chinese, if you're a Chinese laborer, you cannot come to America. You know, the law was made specifically to target the Chinese. It was later amended to make it even more restrictive because the view, the mythology of the Chinese was that they were here to take our jobs away, cheap labor competition.
It felt like a jail.
Lai Keng Wong arrived at Angel Island when she was just 7 years old. Her father was living in Oakland and sent for her and her sisters to come to America to receive an education, something that wasn't available to them in China.
I was traumatized because I told you about the locked doors, the bar windows, and the way the guards treated us. Whenever we wanted to talk, they would try to look at us. We were told what time to eat. We were told what time to go to the bathroom. There was no such thing as a book available for us to read. There was no such thing as anything, like even little toys for kids to play with.
Conditions at the station were fit for unwelcome guests. Detainees like Lai Keng slept in thin metal triple bunk beds. They had to disrobe in groups of 30 for intimate medical exams. The doors were locked and guarded. The poems on the walls told countless stories.
Curled up in an enclosure, my movements are dictated by others. Enduring 100 humiliations, I can only cry in vain. This person's tears fall, but what can the blue heavens do?
Hoping to save the barracks from demolition, Alex Weiss told his superiors about the poems. He says they weren't interested and told him they had other plans for the land. But Weiss says he's always believed there was another reason.
Maybe some of the higher-ups thought this was not a good story to tell, because it was a story of racism and bad treatment of Americans to immigrants.
Weiss didn't take no for an answer. He and Lai Keng Wong joined Bay Area Chinese Americans to spearhead a vigorous public awareness campaign. That led to a 2000 California vote assigning $15 million for the preservation and restoration of the immigration station. A chain of federal, state, and private funds followed, taking it off the list of the 11 most endangered historic sites in America. In 2005, the Angel Island Station was closed for renovation. The renovations include a new museum. Visitors will be able to see live reenactments of how immigrants were checked in and interrogated in the early 1900s.
The Chinese people and the people from the Far East have contributed just as much as the European immigrants who came through Ellis Island.
For those like Lai Keng Wong, who lived through the Angel Island experience, seeing the station restored is important, no matter how bleak that picture may be.
And each strand in our flag will represent some segments of the different ethnic groups. And I feel very strongly, if we pull out one of the strands, let's say the Chinese strand, it's no longer United States history.
As for Ranger Weiss, he says he's proud to be a part of the movement that saved a crucial part of the American story.
We need to face our history, whether it's that honorable for us to some of the things we did and also some of the good things we did. So history is history. You can't just spin it to say it never happened.
A note to our listeners, former Ranger Alex Weiss passed away in October of last year. He did live long enough to witness in 2010 the 100th anniversary of the opening of the immigration station when President Obama declared every January 21st National Angel Island Day.